Judge, court official deny nepotism role. Prompong says papers leaked to applicants. A Constitution Court judge and former Secretary General of the court are denying involvement in an alleged bid to skew the recruitment process for court officials in favor of those with ties to judges. The latest allegations involving staff at the court surfaced after a video was released on YouTube on Friday, allegedly featuring a discussion between Pasit Sakdanarong, former secretary to Constitution Court President Chak Chola Won, and two men identified in the video as judges. The three are allegedly shown discussing ways to avoid the fallout once the alleged recruitment scam is made public. Judge Jaran Pakdi Tanakun and the former Secretary General and now a National Human Rights Commissioner, Paibun Warahapaitun, do not appear in the footage, but their names are mentioned. The three men in the video discuss ways to head off plans by the Pueatai Party to release a series of videos that would implicate them in a scam to influence the recruitment of court officials. Pueatai spokesman Prompong Noparit yesterday clarified the allegations. He said exam papers had been leaked to the children of Constitution Court judges, giving them an edge over the thousands of other applicants seeking jobs at the court. At one point, one of the three men specifically mentions the exam fraud. He said 15 people were recruited who had direct links to judges. Mr. Paibun is mentioned in the video as someone who oversaw the examinations to recruit court staff. One of the three men in the video also refers to a Mr. Jaran as someone who pushed three applicants, including his son, for recruitment with the help of a Mr. Paibun. Examination papers were forwarded to some applicants in advance, the men on the clip are heard as saying. Mr. Paibun said yesterday he had yet to see the video, but denied he had helped facilitate the recruitment of three applicants close to a judge. The three men in the video are heard to say that if the footage related to the alleged recruitment scam was made public, they would place the blame on Mr. Paibun. Mr. Jaran yesterday said he had watched the video but also denied any involvement in a recruitment scam. Mr. Jaran urged the media and the public to carefully scrutinize the video to determine the truth rather than jump to conclusions. He said Mr. Paibun would explain everything. He also questioned why he would have wanted to push his son for a spot with the court when he had graduated as a medical doctor. Democrat spokesman Buranat Samutarakya said yesterday the footage was part of a plot to discredit the court. The new video footage released on Friday was questionable in that nobody was clearly visible and only the audio of the recorded conversation was heard, he said. However, the faces of two people are clearly visible at the beginning of the video. There are also subtitles indicating who is who and what is being said. It appears the two people cited as judges were not aware that the conversation was being recorded.